Imagine sitting on the beach talking to your spouse about the days you used to be stuck behind a desk pushing papers and attending 3-hour meetings. You laugh as you both watch the waves brush up against the beach and watch the sunset on the water. You return to your room to prepare to check out. You place your debit card on the counter and it's declined. Startled, you ask them to run it again. And again, it's declined. You call your bank and they say that the account you set up for Social Security deposits has no money in it. It seems as if Social Security has been overpaying this couple, and now they are withholding 100% of their payments until it's paid back. But they use this money for their mortgage, their utilities, and food. And now, if they don't figure something out, they'll be homeless. Well, I wish this was just a story. Maybe a rare story, a one-off story. But this is happening to millions of Social Security recipients and could happen to you. Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, we are getting reports from the Social Security office that they no longer want to destroy the lives of families that they claim they want to support. Social Security's Commissioner Martin O'Malley today announced that he is taking 4 vital steps to immediately address overpayment issues customers and the agency have experienced. Commissioner O'Malley testified before the U.S. Senate Special Committee on Aging and the U.S. Senate Committee on Finances, and this is what he had to say. Quote, "For 88 years, the hardworking employees of the Social Security Administration have strived to pay the right amount to the right person at the right time. And the agency has done this with a high degree of accuracy over a massive scale of beneficiaries. But despite our best efforts, we sometimes get it wrong and pay beneficiaries more than they are due, creating an overpayment. Now, this overpayment can wreak havoc on a financial plan. The prior practices were very harsh and complex." End quote. This overpayment can wreak havoc on a financial plan. The prior practices were very harsh and complex and made it hard for recipients to pay it back in a timely manner without jeopardizing their livelihood. He also addressed 4 strategies he is going to implement to avoid such a disaster when someone realizes after years of receiving Social Security that they will have to pay back sometimes thousands of dollars without receiving an additional dollar. First, he will be ceasing the heavy-handed practice of intercepting 100% of an overpaid beneficiary's monthly Social Security benefit by default if they fail to respond to their demand for repayment. Moving forward, they will now use a much more reliable default withholding rate of 10% of monthly benefits. That's a plus. A similar rate to the current one in the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI. 2. They'll be reframing their guidance and procedures so that the burden of proof shifts away from the claimant in determining whether there is any evidence that the claimant was at fault in causing the overpayment. Meaning, you don't have to prove that you got overpaid because of something you did. The Social Security Administration needs to figure out if there was something wrong on their end, and then consequently if something was on your end. I love it. Number 3. For the vast majority of beneficiaries who request to work out a repayment plan, they are going to change their policy so that they will approve repayment plans for up to 60 months. So to qualify, Social Security beneficiaries would only need to provide a verbal summary of their income, resources, and expenses, and recipients of the means test SSI program would not need to provide even this summary. This change extended this earlier repayment option by an additional 2 years, from 36 to 60 months. How wonderful is that? Because if you do need to repay this money, you're going to need time. And this is what the Social Security Administration office is providing you, time. And 4, finally, they'll be making it much easier for overpaid beneficiaries to request a waiver of repayment in the event they believe themselves to have been without any fault and or without the ability to repay. So on top of all this, He says he's going to work with payroll agencies to get more accurate pay histories to lower the amount of overpayments. I think this is a great step in the right direction, because when you owe them money, they sure do know how to take it back quick. But when they owe you money, it takes forever and has to go through a quote unquote process. I prefer to take the attitude of gratitude at this moment, because it can happen to anyone, especially the vulnerable. Imagine getting Social Security and your cognitive abilities start to decline, and you don't understand why all of your bills are now becoming late. You're accruing late charges and your house is at risk of being foreclosed because Social Security made a mistake 4 years ago and wants to correct their books without any consideration for yours, all because you missed a letter that they sent. Now, one of my favorites is the extension of the payback program. I think 5 years is a reasonable time, taking in consideration that most people have probably been receiving Social Security for roughly 5 years, and allowing a similar time to repay it back is respectable. And let's say that you start taking Social Security at 62, realize there's a mistake at 67, you'll have until 72 to pay it back. And giving a verbal verification is amazing, and I'm sure will help many retirees resolve this issue quickly without having to shuffle through all kind of paperwork, go through all type of old boxes, and just hope and pray that they find some type of paperwork. Now, I didn't want to make this episode too long. I just want to get this information out as soon as possible because the date is coming up soon. As a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience in the financial industry, I know how important understanding your cash flow in retirement can be. There still needs to be some major changes with Social Security. In a recent episode, number 205, It's a Scam, a U.S. Senator explodes on Social Security and government spending. He speaks of the fears that there won't be any money left in Social Security, and they have some statistics to back it up. Well, check out the episode for more information. If you need help managing your finances and creating a financial plan so you don't have to rely on Social Security and these types of mistakes, visit us at ABR Wealth Management, and we'd love to help you prepare for your financial future. If you like this episode, make sure that you subscribe and you like so you are notified when each new episode comes. Well, I'm AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.